This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And Jason and I were talking about that commercial. You know, we want pizza tonight. I love that commercial. It's absolutely brilliant. It really is. And that's Ron Allen who produced and wrote that commercial. And I called Ron Allen up. Hey, by the way, he's a USA Prepares instructor. He talks about, you know, what's in commercials? How do they work? Why are they written the way they are? And what makes a successful radio commercial? And so I asked him, called him up, and I said, Ron, are those your children? He said, yeah. So he's going to come back, and we're going to have him on the air.
Wow. That is a great ad.
Hey, Bert,
I was going to tell you a true pizza story real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so my dog, when he was a puppy, grew up on pizza, and he would smell it in the car when we were bringing it back and just go nuts. He loved pizza. In fact, I think my dog, you know, I believe this, that he could sense something in your mind, because even when we were going out to pick up the pizza, he was getting excited. Like, how did he know? You know, we weren't driving to the grocery store or going out to eat or something. He knew, and he loved pizza events. That's my story.
You're saying something that I believe is based in fact, because we have a lot of dogs here, and we keep adopting more of them. And I've got a couple in the house, and their dogs on patrol around the property, around the house, on the farm, on patrol, and some in the house. And so if the guys are in the house, I'll say, do you want to go in the Jeep? And they'll run over to the Jeep. And they know that that means we're going to get to go for a ride and go visit some campers. Or I'll say, do you want to check the cows? Or do you want to go in the barn? And they know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They know. Now, I do use the word Jeep and cows and barn. And you want to go for a walk. You want to go for a run. And, you know, we're the boys, meaning we're the new dogs in the choir. They know how to sing. It's really... it's a wonderful thing, having a dog or dogs. Yep. Well, Bert, I wanted to tell you I really enjoy broadcasting with you. It's kind of a really happy thing that I look forward to, and a sad thing. And I'll tell you why it's a sad thing. I look forward to broadcasting with you, Fridays with Greg and you, but it means it's the end of the week. It means we're not going to be broadcasting for couple more days. And that's the sad part, you know. And then we start over on Monday, and we start teaching. So teaching is kind of it's really a fun thing. I enjoy it. I really don't look forward to the weekends because we don't do it. I really mean that. So I just want to share that with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't sugarcoat things. I try to bring a mix of good and bad news, but there's lots of things that aren't so nice going on in the world, and our job here, if you call it a job. By the way, are we allowed to cross the picket line at USA Prepares? You know, the auto workers are on strike, and I know you guys have an auto shop. Am I allowed to be here? Am I crossing the picket line here?
You know, Bert, actually inflation has been so high that probably the numbers that the auto workers would like is probably in line with what they used to get by asking for, you know, the increase. It's a tough job. And what's happened, you know, unions go too far and then management goes too far, and then unions go too far and then management goes too far. But I'm on the side of the auto workers union, not because it's a union per se, but I'm on the side of the little guy, and it just bugs me the multiples that the CEOs get in compensation. And these are guys who have no clue. So they get way overcompensated for having no clue. And then you've got the guys on the assembly line and the gals on the assembly line who are in, you know, they're surrounded by danger. I mean, so many hydraulic hoses can burst and hydraulic fluid can pierce your skin and kill you. I mean, there's so many things. Hearing protection, eye protection, you know, body protection. It's as long as they're at work, they are at risk of being injured and killed. So it's a high-risk proposition, and I think it needs to be, they need to be compensated for the risks that they're taking. They need to be told what the risks are, you know, not sugarcoated, but be told. And I think that we need to stop with the outsourcing, and we need to make these products, all these products in the United States, where we can have total quality control. I mean, we have Takata airbags that have failed and just blow up in people's faces. They airbags have a nitroglycerin explosive right in front of your face. That's what makes it go off so quickly and so violently, you know, to discharge that airbag, to inflate it quickly. And they're not made in this country.
And
we don't make a lot of the sensors that go on the engines that keep failing.
Well, it's called international supply chain, Vince.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Yeah. Some breaking news just for class, because not that it's our main thing we follow, but it looks like today was a deadline for additional plant strikes. And what's interesting is the UAW, I guess, some leaked memos and probably intentionally leaked. Ford will not be added to the strike because they said we've made significant progress with Ford. They've agreed to some cost of living increases. We have a lot to do. But apparently they're going to announce more closings, particularly at parts facilities for GM and Stellantis, who makes Chrysler and Jeep. So that's the buzz. As of an hour ago, is that more strikes at two of the three auto plants coming?
Well, it's okay. It's okay with me because we don't need more of these complicated cars, in my opinion. We can't fix them. Even the dealers can't fix them. Literally, the dealers can't fix cars. We have brought a vehicle to a Mercedes dealership. They said, we've got the mechanic. He's been over there to Europe. He's trained on the specific 500 SL. You know, it's a Mercedes two-seater sports car. We got the guy. He's the only one around that can fix it. We brought the vehicle over there, and we said, we just want you to diagnose it. And they said, absolutely, no problem. And after a couple hours, they said, we can't diagnose it. We don't know. And I said, wait a minute. You're telling me that you're charging me to diagnose it, and you're telling me now that you can't diagnose it? They said, well, no. We can diagnose it. It would just cost a multiple of what the car is worth. And what was the problem? The problem was you'd step on the accelerator, you'd be driving along, and all of a sudden it would go into limp mode, L-I-M-P mode. So the engine would say, something's wrong, and it would decrease the output of the engine by 75%. You could go, you know, maybe 20, 30 miles an hour. All of a sudden, it would do this. You're driving along at 55 on the highway, and bang, now you're doing 25. It's deadly. Okay, and so Mercedes engineered this stupid thing, they couldn't diagnose it, but yet they said they could diagnose it, but it cost many, many thousands of dollars just to tell us what's wrong. And that's not with a brand new vehicle. New vehicles are even worse. Bert, we had a vehicle come in here, and the guy couldn't put a Chrysler, a late model Chrysler, couldn't put fuel in the tank. It took 10 minutes to put fuel in the tank.
That's because it was electric.
No, it was a gas-powered vehicle, and you can't put two things, and Newton said you can't put two things in the same space, right? So you're trying to put gas in there when there's, you know, a portion of let's say it had a quarter of a tank of fuel, and you want to fill it up. So the air has to be removed or expelled so the fuel can take the place of the air in the tank. Well, it wouldn't work. You couldn't put fuel in it. You'd put the nozzle in there, and it would click off, you know, every 2 seconds. You couldn't put fuel in it. And the dealer said, well, it's either the charcoal canister, which is several hundred dollars, maybe $600 to replace it. Got to take the wheel off and take the fender liner off and replace the charcoal canister and the valving and the air filter that goes with it and the, you know, computer solenoid. And if that doesn't do it, it's the fuel tank, which is $1,100 for the fuel tank. That's just to buy the part. This is nuts. Bert, you've never had a gasoline vehicle in your entire life, I'll bet, that you couldn't put fuel in. I'll bet that's never happened to you.
Yeah, it happened once. I had back when, you know, catalytic converters were new, and they put that restrictor on your gas intake, and I couldn't get the regular nozzle in, no matter how hard I tried.
That was different. So yeah, so you had a tank that had the small fill port, and you're trying to put the large nozzle in. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do that because you can't buy regular leaded gas anymore. So they might have finally opened up the spigot a little bit.
Right.
Vince, I have some more breaking news. We can get it in before commercial. A place called Natural Farms, I think you know something about it, has just gotten a gold star rating in record time from an organization called Hip Camp in San Francisco, no less. I guess, Vince, is this for hippies and ex-hippies that go camping? Natural Farms, breaking news, has just received, apparently in record time, because, you know, they wait for enough campers to give their ratings and write their reviews, but Vince, gold star. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Bert. You know, and it's true. It's true. So what has happened, class, is that we've had enough campers fast enough here that have ranked us, you know, 100%. And if you have at least a 95% positive rating, you are in the running for the Star Award. And so it's their top tier of camping. And so Hip Camp is the number one camping registration company. So if you want to go camping, you can you go to Hip Camp and you can say, I want to go to Montana or Maine or wherever you want to go. And you see the selections, you see the properties and so forth. But you have to have a website. You have to have a clear and concise description. You have to communicate on time and very quickly with your prospective campers. And they have to rank you very, very highly. And so we have 100% rating and clear and concise communication. And so you have to be responsive. You just can't have a business and not attend to it. So you have to pay attention. And they rewarded us very, very quickly based on the number of bookings that we've had and the outstanding reviews. So, you know, thank you for mentioning that, Bert. It's absolutely true. So what's happened is our campers love our beef, and I bring them a loaf of bread. I bake the bread, and it's actually version 11 of Kathy's recipe. And I bring it to them, and they love it. You know, it's put in a sanitary plastic bag for food, and they've never had anything like it. So they get our beef, they get our, you know, our steaks, and they love camping here. It's exactly what we say it is. And Bert, we offer a 100% money back guarantee. If someone comes here and they say, "Ah, it's not what we thought it was," we'll give them their money back. And it's never happened. Never happened.
Yeah.
Because we under-promise and over-deliver. Bert, thank you for mentioning that. I'm looking forward to the rest of the class. I think it's going to be, I saw the syllabus. It's outstanding. Class, don't touch that dial. Please. You won't believe what Bert's got to say. When we come back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Bertonis is with us. I've known him for over 50 years, and he's a patent holder. He's a radio frequency engineer. He's a designer in Silicon Valley. He is on the board of directors of a number of corporations. He's founded corporations. He's an inventor, a brilliant designer, and my friend. And, Bert, what do you have for us?
Well, Vince, a little bit disturbing news, and I would say if you're an animal lover, you might not even want to listen to the next five or ten minutes, but... Vince, two pieces to the news. The first piece is Elon Musk has a startup called Neuralink, and we've talked about it in the past. We've even joked about it because we had something similar as an April Fool's joke back in the mid-1980s, but it's for real. And apparently, and I find this almost, you think it's from the Babylon Bee, but apparently it's for real. The government, presumably the FDA, has given Neuralink permission to begin human trials to implant microchips into your human brain. And, well, that's the first part of the story, Vince. But the second part, which I found even more disturbing, was that this company has been doing experiments on animals for several years, and some logs have emerged of the researchers that were embedding these microchips into the brains of animals. And there was one, I don't even want to fully talk about it, but since it's, they were embedding them in monkeys, and it's just so sad. I mean, the one monkey who, I mean, they're not just caged. They're like in a frame where they can't move. That's basically how they'll spend the rest of their life. And they had two monkeys side by side, and Vince, the two monkeys fell in love, and they were holding hands, and the researchers didn't know what to do, and I couldn't even read the end, and I don't even want to discuss what happened, but at that point, I just couldn't even read it anymore. But Vince, I don't know what the rules and regulations, if there's international norms on this, but I don't know how these bastards got away with what they were doing. That's the only way I can put it.
And at the top of the heap is Elon Musk and the endless pursuit of money. The endless pursuit. None of this has to happen. No animal, no person needs to have a computer circuit or electrodes or anything embedded in his or her or its brain. It does not have to happen. It's an absolute outrage. So what do you do about this, Glass? What do you do about a guy who's doing these kinds of things? Drilling holes in the environment. Drilling holes in the atmosphere. Littering the sky with satellites that will 100% either burn up or fall down to Earth. What do you do with a guy who does this? Who unleashes to the stupidest of people vehicles that crash into persons, places, and things. They're called Teslas. What do you do with this? You got to stop it. And the way you do it is with your wallet. You vote with your wallet. You really do. You point out these people who have Teslas, and you point at them. And there's one right there. Look at that. There's one. And it's not. It seems like everything he touches is destructive. Everything. Is he helping the homeless? Is he educating the homeless? Is he teaching people new skills to provide for their families? Is he teaching about gardening? Is he teaching about eating properly? Is he using some of this ill-gotten gain that he has for good purposes? You'll have to tell me, because I don't know of any. Bert?
I don't either, Vince. Maybe Class can tell us if there's international norms on what, you know, I know you can do animal testing because that's how they test vaccinations and other things, but man, it's just, you know, I just felt, well, we'll just say it. I don't want to say it's inhuman because they're animals, but Vince, but I think we need to put some laws down and control what's going on.
Here's a quote from the article. But employees told Reuters.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
U.S. KSA News Update. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling 201,000 individuals. A murder suspect in Indiana on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center. Authorities are uncertain of his whereabouts. President Biden reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine and its conflict with Russia during a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office yesterday. Zelensky expressed gratitude for the ongoing support and emphasized to lawmakers that he still needs increased aid to avoid losing the war to Russia. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us, and very heavy topic. So here's the headline, and I believe, and this is the article that Bert is referring to. It's CNN.com. This is mainstream, CNN.com. Quote, Neuralink, Elon Musk's brain implant startup set to begin human trials, end quote. Now, within the article, it says something that's very, very telling. This is a quote. in the body of the article. Quote, but employees told Reuters in December that the company is rushing to market, resulting in careless animal deaths and a federal investigation. Neuralink did not respond to CNN's request for comment. End quote. Bert, this is unbelievable. We're talking about torturing animals. Animals have no idea what's happening to them. But that's what his company is doing. And his employees are doing it. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't even read to the end of that log that was revealed. Vince, it's just too sad. You know, when it got to the two monkeys falling in love, holding hands while they're being tortured, that did it for me. And so don't even, I don't want to know what the end of the log is. Vince, probably time to move to a little happier topic.
I'm trying to think what one would be.
Well, we do know possibly why that F-35 crashed, and you're going to like this one, Vince. It appears that the Marine version of the F-35, and this is just conjecture now, they're not, the military's not neither confirming or denying, but experts have said that Marine version of the F-35 has an automatic seat eject. So in other words, if the computers detect, you know, whatever weird combination of signals saying, you know, malfunction, and who knows, you know, that's just an algorithm created by humans, it automatically ejects the pilot. And they're now, some people are now saying, and it's been reported, that the pilot was automatically ejected, and that explains why the plane was able to perfectly fly until it ran out of fuel and crashed remotely, thankfully not hurting anybody, but looks like that explains why what appeared to be perfectly good airplane able to continue flying was abandoned by the pilot. It looks like might have been an automatic ejection. And so I got to tell you, when I'm driving my car, I hate when that happens.
I was just going to ask you, Bert, I haven't been in a plane in decades, and I have no intention of getting on one, flying anywhere. But can you imagine being a passenger on a commercial airliner with a explosive charge under your seat that would, in the event of an emergency, eject you through the top of the plane?
Well, the good news is presumably you'd have a parachute, because as far as I know, commercial flights do not have parachutes, even for the crew. So
Right. That
would be a plus to have a parachute. I don't know if I'd like the auto ejection, though, because, for one thing, if you're at an upper altitude, you can't breathe because there's not enough oxygen and there's low air pressure. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure how long the human body can survive above, above 20,000 or 30,000 feet. I know in Maui, we climbed to top of Mount Haleakala, and air is very thin up there. I mean, if there's snow, it's freezing, and you can breathe. I believe it's somewhere around 2 miles up, a little more than 10,000 feet. I forget the exact number, but you can survive there. But when you get to 20,000 or 30,000 feet, maybe they give you an oxygen mask as well that you get ejected with. Anyway, we're conjecturing this because that I don't think that exists right now in commercial flights.
Right. I was just asking a hypothetical question, but no, who in the right mind would want to get in a plane with software controlled automatic ejection? I mean, on the surface, you'd say, well, it sounds great, just like a car that drives itself. What a great concept, except for the fact that the software has problems and they drive into bridge abutments or concrete pilings or stationary police cars rendering assistance or tractor trailers on the side of the road that are disabled and awaiting being towed. I mean, there are a lot of problems with software. A lot of problems. And they call them glitches, Bert. And a glitch is an unreproducible event. It's not a glitch. It's programmed in, but it's an error that, you know, it wasn't figured out properly from the beginning. A glitch is an unreproducible event, but they happen too. So you could have a glitch and, you know, some static discharge could have triggered the ejection. Or it could have been a programming error. Or it could have been intentionally programmed. And a series of circumstances occurred that caused the ejection seat to discharge. I mean, what a mess. And if this can happen, Bert, then you could have the hackers for the other team. They could say, well, there's a U.S. F-35, A or B. Let's push the ejection button. I'm not on our seat, on their seat. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was the other, there were conjectures when a crash was it hacked by some kind of, you know, either one of our enemies sending signals or a virus that got into the software. You know, there's a lot of, I received messages from lots of people who are more expert in the field of fighter jets than I am, who said, really, the F-35 is not that great an airplane. We spent a lot of money on it, but one person sent me an article that talks about how the F-16 is actually a superior aircraft in many respects. Now, it doesn't have some of the stealth capabilities and some of the advanced, what they call, engine vectoring, but it costs a hell of a lot less, and it's a very robust, tried-and-true airframe, and it costs a fraction of what the F-35 costs. Another person in class suggested that we abandon piloted aircraft and just have drones, and that F-16s could be outfitted to be drone aircraft. So just food for thought. I'm not sure our military has that advanced thinking. It seems, you know, my impression of how the procurement works is it all has to do with where the plants are that build these aircraft, and a lot of times we're having weapon systems built that the military doesn't necessarily want, or they want something different, but Congress, because of however they get these bills passed, where they need support from congressmen and they make sure there's enough plants in those states that are building the weapon systems, that we end up with weapons the military would prefer not to have, but Congress authorizes the procurement of them simply for Vince, for political reasons, and we can discuss that in another class, but there's several examples of weapon systems the military never asks for that they get. So just something to think about.
Yeah, and when the term political reasons is used, that really means bribes and payoffs. That's really what that means. That means Congress critters have been paid off to do things that nobody in their right mind would do. Bert, what's next?
Vince, we have a new study that has come through that, it says our transition to so-called green energy has, it's put 23 million people facing toxic waste. And, you know, we've discussed this before in class, that everyone thinks that green energy and electric cars are so great for the environment. But you really have to look at the total picture. You have to look at the mining for the elements. You have to look at the manufacturing process. You have to look at the whole life cycle. And it looks like, in particular, the mining for EVs has left, according to this article, it's Daily Mail major outlet, 23 million people are exposed to toxic waste, and 500,000 kilometers of rivers have been polluted, and as well as 16 million acres of farmland also polluted by toxic byproducts of metals mining, and I just go into further details, 10.7 million acres of floodplains have been polluted, and this is something that hits home for you, Vince, 5.7 million livestock worldwide affected by the pollution from the mining for electric-powered vehicles. And they say that the people that are directly affected by this is, 23 million, which is more than live in the entire state of Florida. So something to think about, and let's not even talk about child slavery in the Congo, where 70% of the industry's cobalt comes from, or where how a lot of the lithium is being mined around the world, and it's all over the world. It's in the United States. It's in China, no surprise, because they have very lax controls over protecting their population from pollution. But it's also in India, and affects us very heavily in India. But it's really pretty much every single part of the world has this problem right now, including the United States.
So, Bert, we're looking at, according to my calculations, there are rivers that are polluted. But if you convert that number to something that we would understand in the United States, that's 311,000 miles of polluted rivers. 311,000 miles of it. It's staggering. And so who are the parasites? That's my word. And by class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear in the media. Don't believe anything that you hear in USA Prepares. Do your own research. But who's doing this? These are the companies that manufacture products that use lithium-type batteries. That's just one, okay? There's cobalt, there's lithium. So we're mining these rare earth elements. Who's doing it? Well, there's no such thing as a cell phone without rare earth elements. No such thing. So who would that be? That would be Apple and Samsung and the other companies who manufacture cell phones. And then there's Google, of course, with the rare earth materials that they use in their products. And then there's Microsoft. And then there's Tesla. And that's just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. These are the companies who are destroying the planet. And I heard somebody say on the radio that technology is going to kill us all. I'm trying to remember where I heard that. Where did I hear that? Oh, right here. Right here on USA Prepares. I said that. Technology is going to kill us all. And it's these greedy, parasitic companies who just can't wait to make more and more and more and more dollars.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. And Bert, you know, it's just staggering to me that we're talking about a huge number. We're talking about scientists in this article that you're talking about on dailymail.co.uk, that 23 million people have been exposed to toxic mining waste worldwide. 23 million.
Yeah.
That's not quite 10% of the United States. But it's I'll bet you it's close to 1 out of 8. If you're looking at the population in the United States, it'd be 1 out of 8 people. That'd be
And how do you even measure it?
That's worldwide.
My guess is it's probably even worse than that. Because how do you measure it? Because the pollutants travel. If it gets into something you buy or consume, so it's going to travel and continue in the environment. And Vince, it's not that the auto manufacturer, I mean, I don't want to let them off the hook, but they're being forced to build these cars by their governments. And in a little bit of an ironic twist, over in the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister has just announced that he's going to back off on banning gasoline automobiles. And then the auto manufacturers have gone to him and complained. They go, wait a second, we've tooled up to plan on building all these EVs, and now it looks like the governments realized they, you know, probably realized they made a mistake, but they're backing off on their controls. They said, we're committed now to building these EVs because it takes years in the planning and tooling. So in an ironic twist, the auto manufacturers are going to the UK government now and complaining, we want the ban for gasoline-powered cars to continue in effect because we've planned for it. And, well, you know, you're jerking us around. But I think the bottom line is they realize the country's not prepared to stop building gasoline cars. And I think that's going to happen in more and more places. And, Vince, why not just let the free market decide? Why do you have to have people who maybe don't understand
Correct.
Everything.
Correct.
I'm not saying outlaw EVs, but let the free market decide. And I think things might be done in a safer manner if you did that. But again, I don't want to let the auto manufacturers off the hook here, but it's really the governments and the people that come up with these. You know, they are not generally, they're really political activists, not engineers, who decide on these things that we have to live with.
Bert, I think it was in the 70s that Volkswagen decided that the four-cylinder air-cooled Volkswagen that was the brainchild of the Adolf Hitler regime, the car for the common folk, was conceived. The design was thought up. A very inexpensive air-cooled car, simple, Spartan for the average German. And they made their way to the United States, and they, some people called them the Volkswagen Beetle, some called them the Bug. And these are these little slow things that were, look like a kind of rounded, looking at it from the side. And they were great little vehicles for, you know, commuting, getting here and there, you know, around town, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, Volkswagen,
second,
for some stupid reason, thought that they should discontinue that. Yeah. Yeah, it handled really nicely. It's great for riding around the suburbs. Well, 30 miles to the gallon. Well, so Volkswagen discontinued it in favor of gasoline-powered vehicles like the Golf and the Jetta and vehicles like that. And then people said, well, what'd you do? We love that Bug. We love that Beetle. So Volkswagen said, it's too late. We got rid of the tooling, and that $3,000 Bug, when it was last sold, that was probably a little less than $3,000 for a new one, would cost $60,000 a piece to bring them back. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because the tooling and the retooling, or the tooling and the untooling and the retooling that you're talking about with electric vehicles, that's what's going to happen to the gasoline-powered vehicles when these companies are forced to bring back the gasoline-powered vehicles because the electric vehicles can't be supported. And nobody in the right mind, except someone who has so much money they don't know what to do with it, would buy a, knowing everything that we know today. It was the stimulus, the incentives from the government that caused people to buy these vehicles, right, Bert?
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. So you talk about the free market. The free market would have prevailed, and people would have very few of these, if any. And your neighbor would say, "What, you want me to buy an electric golf cart? Have you lost your mind? I'll burn my carport down and burn up my other vehicles under there." I mean, your neighbor wouldn't even come on the air with us because he was so upset about the damage from his electric golf cart burning up his other equipment, right?
That's correct, Vince. He was he was pretty distraught.
Yeah. Bert, this is really real stories. Class, Bert has two neighbors. One who lost vehicles because his electric golf cart burned him down when he was charging it. And another one who was going to a doctor's appointment, mother and child, and Tesla hit a tree. And they were incinerated in the Tesla. Burned alive. We got to stop this, class. Don't buy a Tesla. Don't buy a Tesla. Don't buy a Tesla. Bert, thank you so much for being with us.
You got it.
Pointing out the dangers.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.